Hi there, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. This is Intentional Living in Marriage. We shouldn't feel like we're being disrespected or the words that are being used are bringing us down or hurtful. And when they do, it creates not only tension in the marriage, but can lead to a marriage that fails. And that's not God's intention either. And so you're welcome to weigh in today as we offer some hope when you're feeling hopeless in your marriage at 888-1717. Communication is certainly a key to a healthy marriage. And here's Diane from Texas to get us started today.
What I'm wanting to ask or talk about is marriage. You know, we're having some difficulties. I feel like he's biting my head off for little things that don't really mean anything. It's just the way he answers me. And he says I correct him more than he would like to be corrected, and sometimes in front of other people. He's not liking that. The other issue I have is my husband does not go to church with me. I've wanted him to. I've prayed for it, and it just hasn't happened but very, very few times. And the minute we get angry, a couple of times that we've gotten angry or had an argument, he will tell me that he's never going to church with me. You know, he does it to hurt me because he's angry. But anyways, if you can help me out with that, I would love that. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Diane. Listen, you remind me that our words really are matter. And let's be practical here for a moment. Many of us spend more time picking out the food we're going to eat tonight than we do picking the words that we're going to say tonight. Taking the time that, picking out the what we're going to wear during the day that is color coordinated than we do to be careful about the words that we're going to speak into the life and the heart of a precious, important relationship. And words matter. Very powerful. You know, a couple of weeks ago, we were talking, if you heard the program, we had Amy on the line, and she was saying, hey, I'm at a place where the hurtful words have gotten me. I don't want to be married to the guy anymore. And you all offered so much hope. We wanted to revisit that today to offer some hope on when you feel like everything is ready to give up, what do you do? You're welcome to share your story with us on our comment line at 888-1717. But first, we got Shauna here from California, who's on the air live with us. Shauna, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Go right ahead. What hope do you have to offer today for those listening?
Intentional prayer. It's been a really rough few years. This last year, it has gotten better, but there was definitely, for a period of time there, I was done. It seemed hopeless. It seemed like it wasn't going to change. And I remember listening to the show during that time, and a woman had said, you know, to pray that she love and forgive her husband the way that God does. And that was really profound to me. And I took that to heart, and I really started to do that because, you know, what I was seeing was all the negative and all the issues and the aggression and all kinds of other things. And I was responding to that. The worst in him made the worst in me come out. Right. So then on top of praying for me to love and forgive him the way that God did, I also prayed for me to be a better wife. And while seeking the Lord, there was for a year there, the Lord had given me the scripture, Exodus 11:14, I think I said that right. But it was for me to be silent, you know, so were those words, you know, I needed to not respond. I needed to take it to prayer and to take it to God and to allow that time when I wanted to say something. It was a period of time that it was time for me to be silent.
Now, what was your husband doing? I mean, all of a sudden, you're different. You've changed your mind. You've changed what you're doing. You're being intentional. How is he responding to this?
It took a while. But now, where we had no communication before, now we can talk about things, you know. While I allowed God to work in my heart, and for me to not respond in those heated times, I would wait on the Lord and the Holy Spirit to know when I could address certain issues, like however it was he was talking to our children or talking to us, and I would wait for the right time where I could bring it up and we could discuss it. And since then, we can communicate with each other now. We've been together, it'll be 11 years this year. We've been married for, it'll be 6 years. And it was, most of that was really rough.
Mm.
And so now we're on a page where things are getting healthy.
That's good. Well, listen, Sean, I want to just say there's a listener out there somewhere, maybe listening today, who called in on that day. Whenever that was sometime in the last year?
It was a couple of years ago.
Okay, sometime in the last couple of years ago that said something that you needed to hear at that moment, which reminds me that we are a community. We care for each other. We support each other. And that's why we open the phone line. It's not all about me and what I say. Certainly I can do that. I've been known to go on with my words. But what's the most powerful thing is hearing you guys and ladies, when you call and say, this is what God has done for me intentionally. Here's how I'm choosing to live intentionally and the change that it's making in my life. And when that happens, it's a radical difference when we talk person to person. So I appreciate that person calling in. And now somebody, you're passing it forward because somebody's listening, Sean, and somewhere who need to hear what you just shared.
Yeah. Mm. Yes. Well, thank you, guys. Thank you. I your show has been amazing, and I appreciate you all.
Well, thank you for calling. I'm glad you're listening in beautiful California. Yeah. All right. What's your take on all this? Maybe you feel like your marriage has been hopeless. Maybe you're there right now, and what Sean said was what you needed to hear. Brenda has some hope, too. She got to a place where she had to give up control, led to an affair. She's going to tell you her story in a moment. 888-888-1717.
With my first cup of coffee.
First thing at the office, before staff meeting.
When do you go to the Intentional Living Facebook page?
I look at it every morning on my elevator ride to the office. Really?
Each morning right after I drop off the kids.
Have you visited the Intentional Life page on Facebook today? Stay intentional with words from Dr. Randy, comment on wall posts, and share about what's going on in your life, too. And be sure to share the encouragement with someone you care about. Go to facebook.com/intentionalliving and click like.
Does being unequally yoked include being unequally yoked in business also? Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute, and my answer is yes. And I've heard the stories of people who've gone into business with other people that don't share the same values and belief in God, and it impacts how decisions are going to be made about finances and about integrity, frankly. And while it may work in some cases, God reminds us we're not to be unequally yoked with a non-believer, not only in marriage, but also in the business relationship. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 says, "Do not be unequally yoked together with a non-believer. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness?" Sounds kind of harsh, but it's there for your protection and for their protection as well. That's intentional living.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
That's the Intentional Minute. We record that for every day. You hear it on the radio, but you can also get it on Facebook. And when you like the page, it'll come to your news feed every day, right? That's how that works. So it'll be there. You can click on it, the video portion of the Daily Minute. So all you have to do is go to facebook.com/intentionalliving, or we'd rather have you come through our website because then you can see all the helpful resources. Go to theintentionallife.com, and of course, you can link from there as well. You know, this month, we've been talking about work and the power of work and the importance of work, and I recorded a teaching called How to Work Yourself Out of a Job into a Calling, not just to work yourself out of a job. I think that teaches as well, because ultimately we want to replace ourselves and pass on a legacy to the next generation of people. But how do we make our work a calling? It's a teaching that for any person who's interested in work, interested in the 100,000 hours you're going to spend in the workplace in a lifetime to make it meaningful and worthwhile, will benefit from listening to this teaching. And it happens to be our gift to those who will share your best gift with the ministry, your best single gift with the ministry here in this month of April. And we'll get it to you. Information on how to do that is available at our website. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. And we'll get that to you from our ministry to say thank you again for supporting the ministry today. If you request it, we'll send it to you. All right. Today, we've been talking about marriage and about the words that we use and how easy it is to get to a place of feeling hopeless. And I think Brenda, who's in Arizona, sounds like you kind of got to that place in your marriage, didn't you, Brenda? Is that true?
I did. Mm. I did. I was married 10 years. And in the 10 years that I was married, my husband and I, we had grown apart. I felt like we were living the lifestyle of, you know, he goes to work, I raise the kids. Well, I decided I was going to get a job. And when I got that job, the people who I had worked with were all non-believers. They were all secular, and I went astray in my relationship with my father. And once I did that, the feeling of loneliness and everything had set in, and I went astray. I cheated on my husband, and I hurt him. You know, he was not a nice person. He left me alone, and we didn't talk. There was no communication. And when that loneliness had set in is when I decided I was going to go somewhere else to see if I could get the attention that I was craving from my husband. And I lost everything, my home, my husband, my child. It all disappeared. God really, really did his number on my life, and he set me right, and he said, I need control. I need you back with me. And when he did that, he pulled me in and he hugged me. He embraced me. He brought my husband back to me. He restored my marriage better than it was before.
Wow.
And just by giving him control and giving him the glory and getting the counseling through the church that we needed to understand each other and to help each other and to guide each other through Christ, our marriage is just wonderful. It's blossomed so well. And we have been going strong for the last, oh my goodness, that was 10 years in. I've been married 29 years now.
Wow. And yeah, but you said, Brenda, he wasn't a very nice person. Now, through this whole process, did he come around too? In other words, are you guys in a good place in your marriage?
He was not a Christian whenever I had married him, which was probably part of the problem. And, he was not nice. He was very stern. He yelled at my daughter a lot. And I noticed the spiral of our marriage downhill. And I kept reading my Bible. But then I decided, well, we're not making it financially. I need to get a job. And when that happened, that's when it all took a turn for the worse.
Yeah.
You know, I don't blame my job so much as I do the influence that I allowed to impact my life.
Mm. So you're in a good place now.
Yeah, I am in a very good place, and God is blessing me, and he's blessing my marriage. And right now he's working through me to help others to come to the Lord. And I just want to continue his work, And I want to bless other people and their lives with their relationship struggles and help them through what I have been through.
Mm. Powerful. Thank you, Brenda. I appreciate your call and sharing with us today. There's hope. Get to a low point, feel pretty hopeless. I'll tell you what, it's a change of heart, change of attitude. God can make beautiful things out of things that go south, but we have to be intentional and willing to change. We really do. Okay, Brenda, thank you for your call. Let's go to Rachel in Kansas. Rachel, welcome to the program.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can. You're a little distant, but if you speak right up, I think we'll be okay. Go right ahead.
Okay. I was calling about the comment with the young lady made about, having her husband being aggressive.
Yeah, with his words, right?
Yeah. And my husband and I have been married for 24 years, and we went through that. I have my things that I did, but you're specifically talking about the aggression.
Mm. Can you get a little closer to the phone, Rachel? It's kind of noisy where you are.
Yeah.
We want to hear you well.
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah, it's a little better, but go ahead.
He used to say different things that was aggressive. But to be quick, what we did is I realized that he wasn't really talking to me. We were, whatever issues we had, it had a lot to do with the things that we were already going through. And so that's what we did. We just tried to figure out what was really bothering us, where it came from, because we didn't even know each other enough to be that angry at one another. And that's how we were able to deal with it. But then the words, we just couldn't reconcile. We couldn't get along. We couldn't have that relationship. But when we were both willing to forgive one another, we were able to reconcile and be able to have a relationship and have that caring come back into the marriage.
So better words now, less harsh, better communication.
Say that again.
You got better communication than you did then.
Yes, we're older and more mature, and we realize that we were just being immature.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm sorry, Rachel. The phone sounded like you were in a windy spot, but we got the essence of your call, which is a good point of feeling immature. There's a point, like I say, mature people are the ones who get married. But, you know, when the scripture says, Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, boy, that certainly could be a marriage-related verse too, couldn't it? Powerful. All right, weigh in with your comments on our storyline, 888-888-1717.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Honey, can you run a couple of errands for me?
Where?
The pharmacy, the deli, and the car needs gas.
I don't know.
What do you mean?
That's a lot of places to go. Across town, through town, around town. I wish things were more like the Intentional Living mobile app.
Now I'm really confused.
It's everything Intentional Living, all in one place. I downloaded it from my app store, and it's got links to web resources, podcasts, shortcuts to Intentional Living on Facebook and Instagram.
That's great! Let me look at your phone while you run those errands, hmm?
If you look at the book of Ephesians and the book of Colossians, the first half of both of those books really have to do with who we are in Christ, our position in Christ, about the power of Christ in the church. And the second half of both of those books have to do with the practical way in which we live. In Ephesians, when it starts in the second half, it says, therefore, as a result of everything that happened in our position in Christ, therefore, and then he goes on and Paul talks about how we're to live in our marriage and how we're to parent our kids and how we're to be in the workplace. That's an excerpt from the teaching, 6 Ways to Give Lasting Purpose to Your Work. And by the way, for members, those who support the ministry each and every month, we'll send you the teaching on CD. If you're not a member, come and join us today. And I thank you in advance for doing so. 888-888-1717 during West Coast business hours, press number 4. Talk to our staff or go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. One of our staff are happy to talk to you because you're helping people like Natasha make the right kind of decisions for themselves.
The One Thing Challenge is set up so beautifully because everything was right in order. When I needed the encouragement, it was there. When I needed the strength, it was there. When I needed the, you know, hang on, you're getting there, you know, it was so perfect. Everything is set up so wonderful. And so by the time I got to 30 days, which flew by, really, and before I knew it, I had done it, and I felt good. I felt like I had actually achieved something. And my husband saw the change, and he was excited, and so then he wanted to learn more. And for there to be free resources out there for those of us who don't have a lot of extra money, it really was a blessing to be able to find it, and I'm ready to give back. I was so blessed by it. I told my husband, I said, we have got to contribute to this ministry. It's been a really, really great experience.
And we appreciate it. And that's an example of what happens in our lives when we choose to be intentional. Our marriage, our family, finance, health, work, and our faith makes a difference. That's what intentional living is all about. Sometimes we're talking about things that are happy, and sometimes we're talking about things that are painful. And today, kind of talking about the things that hurt when words, instead of turning positive, instead of turning toward love and encouragement and building up, they hurt each other. Diane started with that question for me today. And hopefully we're helping her and others like yourself that maybe are facing the same thing.
You know, we're having some difficulties. I feel like he's biting my head off for little things. And he says I correct him more than he would like to be corrected, and sometimes in front of other people. The other issue I have is my husband does not go to church with me. I've wanted him to. I've prayed for it, and it just hasn't happened but very few times. And the minute we get angry at an argument, he will tell me that he's never going to church with me. He does this to hurt me because he's angry.
Boy, listen, you don't speak alone there, Diane. Many people can relate. Can I share a few of the top 10 lists that I put together from my intentionals, which, by the way, they're all online for you, on healthy communication in marriage? Let me share just a few. It begins with James chapter 1, where James says, understand this, you must all be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. Powerful. We're talking 2,000 years ago, that kind of wisdom, right? And it works 2,000 years later. Does the Bible speak to us? Yes, it does. Thank you, James. So let me share a few of the top 10 lists. Number one, what do I need to say? Pick your words carefully in order to avoid misunderstandings. So when you are ready to speak to a person, then only speak what needs to be communicated. In other words, you're prepared. A second question is this, how should I say what I need to say? Think about this. Speak your words carefully in order to avoid unintended consequences. Be very intentional and focused on how to say it. Everybody is different. I can say words to my wife, Donna, that will have a certain word picture in her mind that may be different than your spouse. We're all different. Getting behind the eyes of our spouse, understanding their heart well enough, how they process things well enough that we are careful with how we're saying what we're trying to say. Misunderstandings are huge. A third thing is, when should I say it? See, timing your words carefully in order to be effective with communication. Have you ever said the wrong thing at the wrong time? You say, oops, you know, that would have been okay yesterday or maybe tomorrow, but not right this moment. Not everything needs to be said at this moment. Timing does matter. It's critical. And then here's a fourth one. Double check to be clear that what you said was what was understood. Repeat it back. I know that may sound mechanical to you, but if your spouse says something to you and you find yourself getting angry and you want to clarify it. Say, wait a minute. Is this what I hear you saying? Because it may be what they're saying, but it may not be. It may be, again, we judge ourselves by our intention. Their intention may be A, and your expectation of what you heard was B, and you missed each other. And that happens in marriage every day. It can be deadly between the tower and the pilot if there's a misunderstanding. And it can be damaging to a marriage when there's a misunderstanding between a husband and wife. Okay? There's a top four. By the way, that list is available at our website, right? Just go to theintentionallife.com. And you'll click on the intentionals under resources. You all have shared a lot of comments with us about what you're doing intentionally with your habits in marriage. Just really positive things. Kind of fun things, too. In fact, let me share some with you to kind of wrap it up here. Our time is passing. We only have a few minutes left. Let me share a few of these with you because I think they'll be helpful for you as you're trying to be practical in your marriage. So let's begin in Arizona.
Hello. My name is Denise. I'm calling from Buckeye. Dr. Randy wanted to know what good habits that we do for our marriage. Well, this is 2019, which is an odd year. So it's my husband's year. So every little thing that happens that causes somebody to have, oh, it's your fault. It's his fault this year. And next year is my fault. So we don't argue about anything. We just say, hey, hon, it's your year. And you're, yep, it is. So it works for us. And we've been married 33 years, and we're deeply in love.
And you're waiting for December 31st and the ball to drop on your year. Kind of fun. Hey, listen, Denise reminds us in that little story, we make big things out of little things sometimes, right? Very good. Thanks, Denise. Let's go to Michigan.
My name's Jeff. My wife and I passionately kiss whenever we leave. I don't care if it's to work or if it's to run to the store. We never just give each other pecks. It's always a passionate kiss whenever we leave the house or leave each other.
My name is Mark, and I heard the question this evening was, what is a healthy habit that you maintain for your marriage? And what my wife and I do is each morning we text one another whatever song we woke up with in our hearts. And then after that, we text one another a Bible scripture from our daily Bible readings. It does a couple of things. One, it strengthens our each of our relationships with the Lord. And the other thing that it does is that it strengthens our relationship with one another.
Mm, that's good. All right. Hey, we have time for one more. Let's go to Sandra in Arizona with one more marriage habit.
Two good habits that my spouse and I have tried to keep is anytime either one of us sees each other very busy or having to take a deep breath, we immediately try to remember to ask, what can I do to help? We ask the other one. And then anytime we touch our keys, getting ready to leave, we go to the key rack to grab our keys, trying to remember to give a kind word, to give a blessing or a compliment. And gosh, you really look nice today, or you really helped me out and I appreciate it. Whatever it may be, a kind word every time we grab our keys to leave.
That's great. Hey, listen, would you do me a favor? Would you call our comment line and tell me one habit that you've developed in your life for your marriage? Or maybe for your family, maybe for your personal life. Maybe it has to do with your finances or your health. But one habit you have intentionally been led to develop in your life and what difference it's made. Because we'd love to share yours on a future program. Okay, we're in this together. By the way, just call 888-888-1717. When you do, press 2. It'll take you to our comment line. If you missed any part of today's program, maybe you want to hear it again, maybe you want to share it with another person, it's on demand at our website. Just go to theintentionallife.com and you'll hear the program. We have an archive section where all of our programs for the last, I don't know how far they go back, but they go way back to when I was a teenager. I mean, we go back that far? 1899, Stephen says. Yeah, really old tape back there. Anyway, they're available for you at our website. And we have some other helpful things for you there as well. Intentional Living is a ministry of Family Life Communications. Thank you, Steve and Stephen and Sally and the rest of the team for your work. And we'll see you next time from our center.